Now, we were talking this week about the new rules coming in for landlords and tenants from the 1st of March. We heard from the Irish Property Owners Association and their concerns at these changes. This morning, though, we have the CEO of Threshold, John Mark McCaffrey, with us on the line. McCafferty, I should say, with us on the line. Good morning to you, John Mark, and thanks for joining us on the programme. 1st of March, 2026, a number of our listeners have been getting in touch wanting to know more detail of these changes. We've gone through them in detail, but from your point of view and from Threshold's point of view, what are your main concerns, or are you welcoming a lot of what's coming in on the 1st of March? That's for all new tenancies from that point forward.
We're welcoming that from that date, new tenancies will be subject to, I think, all tenancies at minimum duration, rolling 6-year tenancies. That will offer tenants greater stability, and that's because during that period, landlords will only be able to end the tenancy in specific situations, such as the tenant not meeting their obligations or the property no longer suiting the tenant's needs. And for smaller landlords, and the vast majority of tenancies and the vast majority of landlords are relate to smaller landlords, that's with 3 or fewer tenancies, they'll be allowed to terminate the tenancy where there's a financial hardship requiring the sale of the property, or the landlord or a close family member needs to live in it. So there are still ways in which the tenancy can end. But I think, you know, having a rolling 6-year tenancy does provide tenants with greater stability. I think associated with this was the extension of the rent pressure zones across the state, which is effective now. And that does mean that rent increases are moderated across the country, rather than kind of limited to the more urban areas, and that gives a greater certainty and greater protection for tenants, notwithstanding the fact that for many rents are already very, very high and unaffordable for a significant group of tenants.
Is there a concern, would you have a concern that for all new tenancies, because of those rules, because the whole country will be a rent pressure zone, including all of Kerry from the 1st of March, that anyone who's entering into a new rental agreement, take into account the 6-year, you know, effectively no fault eviction, limited circumstances to evict somebody or get back control of your house, that landlord, that actually rents will end up increasing. Landlords will have to, from their point of view, future-proof what they can earn from the property with all the taxes and charges and wear and tear charges as well over the 6 years, that we'll see a spike in rent, at least in the initial phase for new tenancies. Is that a danger?
That's our main concern, Gerry. You've set out there that, you know, from the 1st of March of next year, all landlords will be able to set the rent at market rates if the previous rent was below market level and the previous tenant left voluntarily or breach their tenant obligations. So right now, you know, the cap is 2% per year. We will see a hike in rents in certain circumstances at the end of those tenancies. And there is a risk that you could see something that we witnessed from about 2013, 14, 15 onwards, which gave rise to the rent pressure zones at the end of 2016, which was significant increases in rents. And effectively what you had were economic evictions where people had no choice but to leave the tenancy because they simply couldn't afford the rent, the new rent that had been set. And that will obviously affect people on middle and lower incomes. So that clearly is a concern for us. So, you know, it's a mixed bag in terms of these new rules.
And every time, John Mark, you intervene in the market, every time the government intervenes, there are always knock-on consequences that will take a time, maybe a period of a year or two, to try and even out and smooth out. But the other answer, I suppose, to that would be hopefully by then, by 2027, 2028, 2029, there'll be more properties on the market. The government will have built more properties that are available for rent. Would that be the idea?
Yeah, that's the argument from the Department of Housing. It's a reasonable argument, but, you know, it remains to be seen if that is going to be the case. Clearly, if the legislation does what it's intended to do, then that should help free up greater supply. I guess that link between supply and you know, housing costs is a little bit tenuous. When back in the height of the Celtic Tiger, we were building more houses than we'd ever done, but the cost of buying a house kept increasing at a very substantial rate. So it's not always the case that increased supply reduces your the housing costs for the end user, but hopefully increased supply across the board is welcome, considering one of the other key stresses for tenants who come to Threshold seeking advice, seeking support, is that lack of housing. That if they are faced with a tenancy termination, and that is the biggest reason why people approach Threshold. You know, 8 years ago they had other options. The tenancy might end, but at least they could move somewhere in the community to another rented house or apartment.
That's just not available at the moment.
And
on the face of it, John Mark, the positive out of this is that, like, with the situation here in Killarney where 14 tenants are facing eviction over the next number of months,
yes,
that won't be able to happen now under the new rules for new tenancy. So that's a positive in terms of security for tenure, that a whole community can't be disrupted by that level. But what's your reaction finally to the stories we saw at the weekend, Sunday Independent, landlord stampede out of the rental market ahead of the new changes coming next year, that this may contribute to a worsening of the situation, and people saying more regulations, 6 years without clear control of my property, that's it, I'm getting out of the game of long-term rental. Would you have a concern on that, or what's your view?
I think stampede is probably overplaying it. What we've seen, and I commented as part of that article, is those very cases that you mentioned there in Killarney, where larger landlords of multiple tenancies are attempting to end tenancies. So that's something that we're seeing. It's a significant development. I guess what we're urging everyone to do is to look at this legislation in the round, to hold firm. We believe it's, you know, on balance, it's good news for tenants and landlords. We do have a concern, as I say, about the increase in rents at the end of a tenancy, going back to market. But in terms of those tenancies of minimum duration, I mean, landlords, you know, they're providing housing, they're providing a service, they're providing a home for people. People who are, we all, you know, need a home that has a level of certainty here, and this is trying to provide a level of certainty, a level of stability. So we're urging people to have cool heads and to see the bigger picture in relation to this set of legislation.
Final point, would Threshold have a view in the context, it happened here Monday with the passing of the council's budget, it happened in Dublin City Council, and it was a close vote there in terms of council, local authority tenants being asked to pay more rent and rent caps being removed there. Is that a worry for ye?
I guess, you know, our main concern is people in the private rented sector. Obviously, affordable rents are something that we strive for. The challenge for local authorities is that historically the rent setting has been quite low, and that the kind of the housing finance model for local authorities, whether it's Kerry or Dublin City or whatever, is kind of broken. They don't seem to have a system that really supports a viable, sustainable social housing model. And I guess these actions are attempts to try and address that. So, like,
to be able to afford to maintain their housing stock better at a time of rising costs, you have to rise what you take in for those costs, even at a low level.
And you mentioned earlier about the kind of the tenant purchase. Like, tenant purchase sells off houses at a massive discount to the buyer, but taxpayers' money, huge taxpayers' money, has gone into that individual unit over the years. Like, massive amounts of taxpayers' money has gone into that unit that is being sold for a massive discount to the individual. So I understand the gain that the household get from the tenant purchase, but it's terrible value for money. And it's exactly the kind of thing that undermines the local authorities' financial situations.
Yeah, and undermines the housing stock that we have available for people to get people off the housing list as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. John, listen, we're going to leave it there. John Mark McCafferty, CEO of Threshold, thanks for giving us your view and your organisation's view on those rental changes to come in. If you have a view on what he had to say from Threshold's point of view, representing private tenants and their thoughts, largely welcoming what's happening on the 1st of March 2026, get in touch.